Let's read together Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 through 14. In these verses, we have a continuation of the list of our spiritual blessings that began in verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 7. In Him, that is in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Let's begin this section of Ephesians 1 now with some background notes. Now the subject of verses 3 through 14 is the believer's spiritual blessings in Christ. Notice that it is not physical blessings, but spiritual blessings. God does not guarantee the Christian physical blessings, such as perfect health and financial wealth. No. The so-called prosperity gospel is not New Testament teaching. And the fact that you may not be in good health, and the fact that your business venture may not be doing well, is not because you don't have enough faith. God may have all kinds of reasons why He has not granted you these physical and material benefits. But spiritual blessings, that's another story. Every single spiritual blessing that God has to offer is yours right now if you're a Christian. That's what verse 3 says. Look at it again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, we may not be enjoying our spiritual blessings in Christ, but that's not because we don't have them. They are ours by divine right, every single spiritual blessing there is. But we need to appropriate them and appreciate them and live in the good of them. In the book of Joshua, we read that the land was given to the people, but they still had to go in and possess it. In the same way, God has given to us in Christ a land of spiritual blessings. They're all ours, but we must go in and possess the land. We must appropriate these spiritual blessings and live in the good of them. Now, what are these spiritual blessings that are ours in Christ? And that brings us then to our doctrinal point. Believers are blessed with all spiritual blessings. Believers are blessed with all spiritual blessings. Remember, this was also our doctrinal point last Sunday for verses 3 through 6. There, we saw two of our spiritual blessings, our election and sonship. Now the list of our spiritual blessings in Christ continues, and we have five more spiritual blessings listed here. So let's make these five spiritual blessings five subpoints under our doctrinal point. Believers are blessed with all spiritual blessings. So subpoint A, our spiritual blessing of redemption. Verse 7, in Him, that is in Christ, we have redemption through His blood. Now redemption implies that we were in bondage. We were. We were slaves to sin and slaves of Satan, whether we realized it or not. You don't have to be addicted to drugs or gambling or hung up on pornography to be a slave of sin and a slave of Satan. There are many kinds of sin. But praise the Lord, we've been released and redeemed from this bondage. What a spiritual blessing. Now, what was the ransom price of our redemption? The blood of Christ. His life given up in sacrifice as the price of our redemption. Mark 10:45 says that he gave his life as a ransom for many. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19 says that we were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. What a spiritual blessing, the spiritual blessing of our redemption. Subpoint B, our spiritual blessing of forgiveness of sins. Verse 7 again, in Christ, we have the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us. What a spiritual blessing to know that our sins are forgiven forever. Isn't that much better than good health or being a billionaire? Notice our forgiveness of sins is according to the riches of God's grace, which he lavished upon us or made to abound toward us. Our forgiveness of sins is not according to our works, but according to the riches of God's grace. Subpoint C, our spiritual blessing of wisdom and insight, verses 8 through 10. As believers, we have the capacity to understand God's plans and purposes for this universe which he has created. Unbelievers don't have this, and you can't get it out of the newspaper. Now, we still have to study the Bible to gain this insight, but we have the spiritual capacity and spiritual enlightenment and insight to comprehend God's revelation. It's not a matter of IQ. Now, what are God's plans and purposes for this universe? Look at verse 10 again. That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. You know, what the Bible is teaching us here is there is coming a time, and it may not be too far in the future, folks, when Christ will return and set up his kingdom here on this earth. And all things in heaven and on earth will be subject to him. Does this mean then that everyone eventually will be saved? No. Verse 10 is not teaching universal salvation, but universal dominion. What a spiritual blessing it is to be taken into God's confidence and be enabled to grasp this mystery of God's will, which is now revealed, and comprehend God's divine purposes for the ages. Subpoint D, our spiritual blessing of an inheritance, verses 11 and 12. You know, it's great to have an earthly inheritance left in your name, but I'm sure you'll agree, there are some built-in problems with an earthly inheritance, right? Think of all kinds of stories that you know from earthly inheritances. Jealousy comes in, and of course, it's earthly. It's only temporary. You can't take it with you. Now listen to the description of our heavenly inheritance in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. It is an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and it does not fade away, and it's reserved in heaven for you. I'll take that spiritual blessing over any earthly inheritance. Now, the particular aspect of our heavenly inheritance that's in view here in verses 11 and 12 is that we will share in Christ's glory forever. We've been predestined for that wonderful inheritance. Subpoint E, our spiritual blessing of the Holy Spirit, verses 13 and 14. In verse 13, we see the Holy Spirit as our seal. And in verse 14, we see the Holy Spirit as our pledge. As our seal, the Holy Spirit guarantees our salvation. As our pledge, the Holy Spirit guarantees our inheritance. Now, what about the seal? In Bible days, when a seal was applied to a document, it signified ownership and security. See the point that's being made here? Did you ever doubt your salvation? If you've trusted in Christ as your Savior, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. How much more security do you want? You are as safe as God's seal upon you. How could the Bible tell you any more emphatically that you have eternal security? Now, the phrase, after you believed, in verse 13, which is in some of your translations, is better translated when you believe, or having believed. The sealing of the Holy Spirit is not a step subsequent to your salvation. It's part of your salvation package. Now, in verse 14, we have the Holy Spirit as our pledge or guarantee of our inheritance. In this sense, the Holy Spirit is like an engagement ring or down payment. An engagement ring is a promise or foretaste of what's to come in the future. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22 says, God has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The seal of the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. Our inheritance awaits us, and it includes the redemption of our bodies. Look at verse 14 again. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. The phrase, the redemption of the purchased possession, could refer to our inheritance in general, but I think in the context it refers to the redemption of our bodies. Right now, our present sinful bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are indwelt and sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And the Holy Spirit is a pledge of what's to come. Our full salvation is guaranteed, even to the redemption of our sinful bodies. Now that completes the list of spiritual blessings that we have in verses 3 through 14 of Ephesians 1. Believers are blessed with all spiritual blessing. What about practical application? You can be sure that there are no maverick molecules in this universe. You can be sure that there are no maverick molecules in this universe. Look again at verse 11. We read there that God works all things according to the counsel of His will. There are no maverick molecules in the universe. What's included in the all things? Just the big plans of God? No, the small plans too. All things means all things. But you remember the Lord Jesus said, not one sparrow is forgotten by God, and even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Luke 12, verses 6 and 7. Does this sovereign control of God over everything include the atoms and molecules? Of course it does. Sparrows and hares are made up of molecules. And the big plans of God and the small plans of God involve the movement of molecules. God is in complete control. There are no maverick molecules in this universe. Now, if that's true, what does this say about God's care and concern for you as His child? I love this truth. You can be sure that there are no maverick molecules in this universe.